Number here is 266-1400, and Pat Meenan will field your calls. Have you thought any more about the big changes down through the years?
Well, I think probably the big changes in radio really occurred back in those early years, and not that much has happened since, except, you know, I think radio has become a more viable medium to people than anybody thought it was going to be, you know, in the days of television and so on. I think almost everybody now has radio in their car, and I think most of the people now have FM radios in their car, so I think those have been big changes.
A lot of young people probably don't remember, but there was a time that, just about the time you started, that people thought radio was dead because television was the coming thing.
Mm-hmm.
And radio made some drastic changes, and everybody said, that's it.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that was the era when the soap operas went off radio, and the, oh, they had, you know, the game shows, and network radio was, would take up, say, 50% of the broadcast day. The newscasts were 15 minutes long, all of them, instead of, you know, now we have 5-6 minute newscasts. And Katie did pioneer in that, in this area.
What else did Katie pioneer here?
Well, Katie's pioneered everything here. And
they really have.
Yeah, we, I think anything that's happening in Casper Radio was started here at KATI.
Can you give us some for instances?
Oh, the music and news format, the short newscasts, the local news coverage. I think all you have to do is look at all the KATI alumni that have been hired away by our competition here in this market, and the, you know, they didn't bring anybody in. We brought them all in.
What, last year you were stationed, you were the recipient of the Station of the Year award for the state. That was voted on by the broadcasters in this state. Secret ballot type thing. How many times have you won that?
That was the only time we've won that. And last year was a year of great awards. You were modest. You were too modest to mention, but you were the sports announcer of the year in Wyoming this year. And you were also named the News Station of the Year by Associated Press, which is...
Kenny and Vicky did that.
Keep great credit for Ken and Vicky. And so, to my knowledge, that's the only time that Katie's ever won that Station of the Year award.
What about some of the major criticisms down through the years of KATI? Have there been any? It hasn't been all funny.
Oh, we had a real battle to fight as being the... Oh, the teenage station, and, you know, rock and roll didn't come into this community easily. So,
tell us about the early days when you pioneered this rock and roll. What kind of, I can remember, but tell the people.
Well,
people were less than receptive in a lot of ways.
Yes, and even though we had all of the audience, in those days we used to have like 60-70% of the audience. The merchants, for example, wouldn't believe it to begin with, and they wouldn't buy advertising on our station because they said, oh, that's nobody but teenagers listen to that radio station, you know. And now, of course, every station is playing what we played then.
Okay, we have to grab another little commercial break here. 266-1400. Back with more in a minute.
This is Mike Patchen, Program Director of KROE AM and FM in Sheridan. We here at Crow Radio congratulate KATI for 25 years of broadcasting service to Casper and Wyoming.
Ah, spring, the time of year when a man's thoughts turn to, well, we won't go into that, but spring is here in all its glory. The folks at Woods for Men would like to remind all of you men and young men that warmer weather means heavy layers of outerwear are no longer necessary, so you can expose your wardrobe for all the world to see. You probably dug back into your closet and found all the shirts you put away last fall, and maybe you decided that they were just a little too tacky to last another year. If so, head for Woods for Men, because at Woods for Men, you'll find a most excellent selection of sport shirts in just about every size and color imaginable. These short-sleeve shirts are from the finest manufacturers, too, like Robert Bruce, Munsingwear, and Joel. The styles are great, and you'll appreciate the reasonable prices you always find at Woods for Men. So with spring in full swing, let your thoughts turn to Woods for Men, downtown at 114 East 2nd.
This is Roger O'Day, general manager of KWIV Radio in Douglas, Wyoming, wishing KATI and Casper a happy anniversary. Congratulations on 25 years of quality broadcasting, and best wishes for the next 25.
We've been on the air now 25 years, and we've been hearing, you know, a lot of people have called up from a variety of places and wished as well. Are you not the owner of a rather unusual radio station that has stayed locally owned by one individual for all of that time? I'm not going to put the bad mouth on the people that are calling in, but they remind me of something. A lot of them come and go.
Mm-hmm.
See my point?
Yeah. Well, and of course, Casper's gone through very traumatic changes during that period, and we have tried to keep up with those changes, and their new generations, keep coming up all of the time, and we've tried to keep in touch with those people and still stay in touch with the pioneers of the community.
You mentioned something a little while ago when you first started, the merchants were less than receptive toward rock and roll. However, the merchants' children listened. This is correct? Okay. Some of them now are merchants.
Yes, and you know, they now understand what it was all about. And, you know, most of their customers listened, too, over the years.
Can you give us some, for instances, about some of the happier or more exciting or wilder moments you've had? Don't tell anything about me, but call in the middle of the night.
Well, I think that you mentioned the Kelly Walsh relationship, and I think it's significant that you're invited, for example, to their celebration when they win a state basketball championship.
Katie's invited.
And, yeah, and, you know, one year they even bought us a plaque. We bought them plaques, but they bought us a plaque. So that sort of thing, and then all the lost dogs we've found over the years, and all of the people that we've given a voice to that maybe couldn't be heard any other place except here.
Keep going. You surely can think of other thrills you've had.
Well, we pioneered, for example, the long hair era. That's one of my favorite memories.
The long hair?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Well, those are the days when they kicked kids out of school because they had long hair. And everybody was uptight about long hair. And we had some great free-for-all programs about that.
Did you enjoy when you were doing free-for-all, did you enjoy those open discussions? I get the feeling you did more than you did anything, or enjoyed other things.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the most interesting interviewer you had that we can talk about? Or do you have to stop and think about that?
Yeah, I'd have to stop and think. They were all interesting, but like I say, we were going through an era there, and we had some real great programs about things like long hair and dope and the Vietnam War and the whole culture shock that our society went through in those days.
What kind of a culture do we have now? Kind of a laid-back type or what?
Well, I think Casper is is a community that still suffers from isolation. And even though we have, you know, although it's getting more difficult even to fly out of here, and gasoline's so expensive, it's more difficult to drive out of here and so on. But I think Casper has always been kind of a isolated community, and I think that's something we've tried to serve.
You talked earlier about the first voice of Kelly Walsh and then picking up Natrona County. Also, you're forgetting a couple of things that Katie pioneered and helped. We were the first station to blow all kinds of smoke for the hockey program 11 years ago when it started. Hank Urbanowitz from the Colorado team was up, and we did some programs. And then the Boys Club. Virtually, we were the voice of that.
Mm-hmm.
Until it got started. And this occurred when it first started back in the early 70s, I believe.
Yeah, that was one of our free-for-all programs. I remember Mrs. English. You know Mrs. English.
Wilma.
She was the one who had that idea, I think, in the first place, and everybody thought she was crazy.
Jerry DePoister was involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
Larry Wakefield. We're going to ask you after a break about some of the people that worked here and what they're doing, because you keep in touch with a lot of these people.
Okay.
Can you do that? Okay. We'll be back with more in a minute.
We may not exactly be twins, Katie, but our birthdays are close. And this year, we are both celebrating our 25th. Hi, this is Jeanette Maxwell, owner-manager of KBBS Radio Buffalo, with heartiest congratulations to KATI in Casper on your silver anniversary, and wishing you the best yet to come in the next 25 years for the gold.
Mornings find you bored and dreading to drag yourself through another day? Then start the day off right by making a quick stop by Ruby's Sunshine Donuts. It may take you a minute or two to decide which of the mouth-watering donuts to select, because they're all hot, homemade goodies that are absolutely irresistible. After looking over the selection, if you're still indecisive, let Ruby fix you up with a tempting assortment that's sure to please. And if you're in a slump again around lunchtime and looking for something to lift your spirits as well as satisfy your appetite, pay another visit to Ruby's and enjoy one of the five delicious hot homemade soups, a bowl of chili, or a mini sub. Or for something a little different, order the taco salad or chef salad. You can also choose from a variety of salad sandwiches. And remember, when Ruby's says homemade, they mean exactly that, because you'll get the goodness of eating at home, but with the service that's exceptionally quick and friendly. Plan on visiting Ruby's every day at 1805 CY Avenue.
Okay, we're back for a few minutes more with Pat Meenan on the 25th anniversary of Katie Radio. How many people we have working here now? About 22, 23?
Probably about 32, 33.
How many did you have when you first started?
Oh, I can remember when six was a big, big payroll.
Really? Did you have any idea that it would be what it is 25 years ago?
No, not really. It's, I think we were always taking a gamble a little bit on the community and on radio.
What about some of the people that worked here? What's happened to them? You keep in touch with a lot of them.
Yeah, and they're all, you know, doing really pretty well. Ken Prather, who owned the radio station, is still in Boulder, working for the University of Colorado. And I think in charge of their audiovisual department. His wife, Misha, who is a very important part of the radio station, has died, unfortunately. And Jack Brees, who started it all, is running around someplace. Last I heard of him, he was in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, but I think he's sold that radio station. But his brother still has KLVE in Lander. And their father, Ed Brees, just died this year, and he was a great gentleman who was a member of the Wyoming legislature and really helped us back in those early days get the financing and get this thing started. Bill Sims, who was a young man from Albuquerque, New Mexico, who we kind of hired on his way through. He'd worked here before, and then he was going on his way to Rapid City and stopped by Casper to say hello, and we shanghaied him and put him to work. That was Don Price and me when we had just bought the station from the Prathers. And then when Don had his heart attack, Bill ended up becoming the general manager of Katy. That was in 1964. And Bill has done real well, ended up and still is involved in stations in Sheridan, Laramie, Green River, Alamogordo, Casa Grande, and Santa Fe, New Mexico.
He's involved in all of those?
Yeah.
Old Sims?
Although he's now kind of, at his age, semi-retired down in Pecos, New Mexico, outside of Santa Fe. And so he's done well. And Hugh Barr, another one of our alumni, is general manager of the CBS affiliate in Louisville. And Larry Clapp's one of our alumni. We have them scattered all over Casper.
He runs a very successful ad agency in Indianapolis.
Oh, you're thinking Larry Payne.
Larry Payne. What did you say, Larry Clapp?
I said Larry Clapp, who's an attorney here.
Who'd you mean?
Larry Clapp. Oh, he used to work here. Right. But we have a lot of those kind of alumni that are running around.
Gene Wallace is a successful engineer in with Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Down in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Dave Benneke just walked in. He's still working here, so he's not an alumni yet.
Okay.
Alumnus.
Well, he's a successful job. Larry Wakefield's in Montana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's up in Anaconda. And Bob Coleman's still here.
Steve Fritz's been here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Judy Lewis has been here a long time.
Yeah, yeah. The place wouldn't have worked without Judy Lewis.
And the mother hen of KATI. And Frank Barrett, the general manager, had been here a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He started,
yeah. When Frank got out of the Navy, that's, I don't know how many years ago, but he was a Casper native, grew up in Riverton. And he was hired as our all-night man originally.
Yeah. Pioneered the first soul show on KWI.
That's right.
KDI. Clarence Smith did that show.
Mm-hmm.
And Harold Gentry.
And those were good shows. I remember one Saturday night, I had to come down and do it because, who was it, Clarence didn't come to work that day.
Yeah, you did. You came down and did the soul mm-hmm. show.
Yeah.
Still hearing complaints about that. You had the first, maybe not the first, but you had symphony programs on these stations. You had the jazz programs and Roy Lacy did. The opera was carried, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we carried the Metropolitan Opera, and we had, back in the early days of radio, a woman announcer was not unusual, but then they were just banished to the Sahara Desert for many years. And in modern radio, we had the first woman disc jockey.
Who was that?
Well, it was actually Karen Berry who did an afternoon show here on Katy. And, of course, now that's the accepted thing. And
first one in the state was her.
Mm-hmm.
First girls' sports broadcasts were on Katy.
That's right. And there again, that's developed. We were the first ones to carry anything to do with girls. And since then, as you've been the guiding force behind that, but we've carried the girls' basketball games.
What would you hope to see in 25 years from now with regard to Katy, if you and I are still here?
Well,
I'd
hope that we won't get into the, I think, real tragedy of the rest of broadcasters, where they dump their local association, their local affiliation, and to carry things like the University of Wyoming or the Denver Broncos or, even Casper College, that's a great local school, but I would hope that we would still concentrate on people that live here in Casper.
You know you're in a minority when you say that.
Yeah, I know. And it's unfortunately gone that way, too. You know, it has to be the Masters golf tournament or nobody's interested in it. And I think that's really too bad.
Okay. Well, we've been kind of reminiscing a little bit. We haven't had that much time to talk about everything. But thank you on behalf of the staff for everything you've done for all of us. And well, happy anniversary.
It wouldn't happen without you.
We appreciate it. And we thank you for chatting with us. Just been kind of reminiscing. And you're going to buy lunch for everybody today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Pat. Thank you very much, Patrick Meenan. And hope you have another 25 years. Thank you for joining us. Tomorrow, a veterinarian will be here to talk about some new diseases among animals. And then, that'll be tomorrow. This is KTI Casper. Thank you.
The fashion experts in the knothole at Wits for Men want you to always look your best. And since they are experienced in the world of men's styles, they know just how to help you achieve the look you want. At Wood, spring passions are arriving daily. So if your wardrobe needs a breath of freshness, why not check out the latest arrivals now? You'll find everything from dress jeans to tops, leather coats to shirts, dress slacks to sport coats. And you can be assured that Woods carries only top quality because they know their customers expect the best. Another plus is the fact that Woods opens at 7:30, which is a special convenience for early shoppers. If you need a particular gift for a special occasion, such as an upcoming anniversary or birthday, remember Woods is known for quality, service, and selection. Let the fashion experts in the knothole help you select the perfect addition to your spring wardrobe. Shop Woods for Men, downtown at 114 East 2nd.
This has been Free for All, your morning telephone discussion program. Opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KATI, its ownership, management, employees, or sponsors.
What we had
sent. So it's kind of a combination of things. You will solicit a show that you think is feasible. You will listen to somebody who calls you up and says, we're thinking about coming in there.
Right. I would say that in all probability, the vast bulk of our shows will be done by, and I'm not just saying concerts, other events, boat shows, oil shows, will be brought in by outside people that are pros in this area. But there are, will probably be areas where we will get involved in the actual direct promotion of an event.
We've been talking mostly about show business, per se, concerts, etc., the names you mentioned. But you also will try sports, conventions. Which is the, maybe you can't answer this, is there something that will generally do better than other things? I mean, will a continuous features of show business stars, will that do better than a convention, or is it six of one and half a dozen of the other, and maybe it just depends on what convention and what act? I don't know.
That's a complicated question to answer, in that conventions, for example, really are not there to draw quantities of people. They're there to draw quality of people. And what I mean by quality is that for an oil show, for example,